You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will. Oh, what a dinner of goodness and gracious great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Ooh, feels good now, baby. Hold me, baby. I wanna love you like a lover should. You're fine, so kind. I won't tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. I chew my nails and I twiddle my thumbs. I'm real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come home, baby, driving me crazy now. Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
Martin K in studio. Visiting early. Las Vegas. Visiting Las Vegas. Good morning, everybody. Jonathan Scott with Vegas Nonstop Special Edition. Also in studio, my friend and yours, vocalist Clint Holmes.
Why am I up so early? Yes. What the hell's going on?
I wish we had coffee as a sponsor, but we don't.
We don't have coffee.
We don't have coffee. Yeah. Also in
Jonathan
studio.
Jonathan ain't buying it. You know what I'm saying?
Super fan. Doug the Verb.
No, there's the super fan.
Super fan Tom White.
Right. Hey, long-time caller, first-time listener.
Tom spends pretty much every Friday with us over at Sapphire Topless Pool and Day Spa.
Why not?
Where the booze is flowing.
And the boobs, well, not today, are showing.
Not yesterday, but hopefully they'll be showing
apparently
today.
Apparently Dad showed up yesterday, and there was a... some sort of infraction.
We don't need
and suddenly
to get too much into that, Tom. But
it wasn't the same. It wasn't the same. That's all I'm saying. It wasn't
that.
The same.
You know, the hot weather is here, and the oh my god, it's hot. Summer weather's arrived, and we do cool off every Friday afternoon at Sapphire Pool and Day Spa. You're invited to join us on Sammy Davis Jr. Drive. Woo-hoo. And Vegas is known for its outrageous pool parties, and Sapphire Pool and Day Club is one of the best. If you're, you know, in town, you want to drive on over, mention Vegas Nonstop, and they'll wave the cover for you. And you also have a free limo.
You said Sammy Davis Drive.
Yeah, this whole show is going to be really by the seat of the pants, where it's totally improv. This is as much of a script as I have, but Sammy Davis Jr. Drive is correct, and we're in a different studio than we normally are, and I had stuff planned that I couldn't do, and I'm going to tell you one of the things that I had planned. Last week, in studio, we had Billy Hinchy in studio,
right.
And just for fun, I thought we would have a mystery guest caller. And I don't know if you watched last week, but the mystery guest caller was Lucy Arnaz, who
my friend,
who
yeah.
said to us that she's also working with our friend Clint Holmes.
We're working on a show together, yeah.
Yeah. So I said, well, that mystery guest thing worked pretty good last week. Why don't we try it again this week? And so, again, we're in a studio that I had a mystery caller planned for you.
Oh, are you going to tell me who? Or is,
well, now I have to because we can't get phone calls.
Oh.
We're not in our regular studio. We're totally improvised. We're in Facebook jail, so people can't even they can watch us by going to Tom White's Facebook page, and he's got about 10 followers. So,
one through a party at the county jail. The prison band was there, and they began to wail. The band was jumping, and the drunk began to sing. Man, you should have this knocked out jail for a single time. Everybody
show some boobs. We're in Facebook jail. So because you're performing at this, I like this format, really, to tell you the truth. Anytime you hear a word that reminds you of a song,
that's like
a Paul Schaefer kind of a
matter
thing.
Matter of fact, while we have your attention, any contraband you can smuggle in for us is gladly accepted.
Tom, are you just want to get me in more trouble today?
I'm dying to find out who my mystery guest was going to be.
Well, because of your upcoming show on September 12th,
uh-huh.
I had Manny Davis calling in. I had Sammy Davis
Sammy's
Jr.'s
son
calling in, and he was going to give you clues to guess. And it was going to be tough, probably, but the clues were going to be you're the only recipient of this. The only recipient of the award that was given out by my mother. That would be one of the clues. Because you are the only one to receive the Sammy Davis Jr. Award. You're it.
I am?
You are. You are the only one to get the Sammy. And another clue was I was there from Manny. I was there at a street naming that you were at.
I would have got that.
You would have got that
one. I definitely would have got that.
I mean, we don't want to make it too tough. It's not what's my line.
Right.
You know, but I was going to have Manny call it. So, sorry, Manny.
Manny, well, if you're listening, you know, call in next time.
Well, I mean, Manny wants to come to the show.
Fantastic.
And so your show is going to be Thursday, September 12th.
Somebody wrote on Facebook today that there was only one ticket left. I don't believe that. So I'd call my manager, ask him to check. I mean, that'd be nice.
Manny's ticket.
Yeah. So it's
not
obviously
anymore.
Manny's ticket. So I don't know. But yes, of course. We'll take
it. And that. I love talking about Sammy because I think I told you that one of my first jobs was as an usher at the Mill Run Theater in Chicago that Sammy Davis Jr. owned, and I got to run around backstage with Sammy and a tap dancer named Finus Henderson Jr.
I know Finus too, yes, sir.
Yeah, when I was a kid. And to this day, I've never seen, outside of you, an entertainer as well-rounded that would sing and dance and do gun tricks and impressions as Sammy Davis Jr.
Well, growing up, he was the man. You know, Sammy was the man. I'll tell you a quick story. Do you know who Oba Babatunde is?
Yes. Okay. I met him. I think I met him here with a documentary. I was in L.A. that I met him on Sammy.
Yeah, great performer, actor. Anyway, so Oba told me the story that he was on the Jerry Lewis telethon. And Sammy was on it, and when Jerry introduced Oba, you know, he went Oba Babatunde, you know, I did a whole thing on the name, and then Oba came out and sang, and Sammy came out, and Jerry went, well, he's very good, but a lot of name, and Sammy said to him, and this is supposedly, I'm going to one day see this. Sammy said to him, let me tell you something. There's only two people who are going to carry on my legacy, and it's this guy and Clint Holmes. And that was in St. Louis.
Wow.
I don't even know what year it was. Oba told me this. Wow. So I said, do you have that? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, I'd like to see it in my lifetime, you know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think the telethon people might have. Maybe so.
I'd have to find out what year it is. But Oba wrote me last night, and he said he's coming in for that show, too. So.
Oh, great. Well, Manny wants to come in also, and he was there when we dedicated the street to Sammy Davis Jr., and that's also where Sapphire Topless Day Pool is.
I wouldn't know about that.
No, you would not. You've been invited, but you have too high of a profile, really. You have to wear a dark hat and dark glasses and a trench coat, I think, which is how guys used to go into the movies.
Blend right in.
The trench coat would probably do it. Anyway, stop by our website, VegasNonstop.com. We've got tickets for sale, and they're discounted tickets for Human Nature, Thunder Down Under, Boys to Men, and you can enter our weekly ticket giveaway. That's at VegasNonstop.com. Lionel Richie is back at the Wynn Las Vegas, and tickets start at $69.50, and he's saying hello.
Hello? Is it me you're looking for? And the key is much too high. But I'll give it a try.
Is that Lionel's key? Okay, it's probably not too high.
It's early, man.
It's early.
It's early.
When is Lionel here?
He's here and through.
He's parking now. He's on his way in.
He's here bringing us towels. It's so hot in here.
El Caliente. Woo. Ah, Caliente.
Easy, yeah.
Easy.
No, it sounds funny, but I just can't stand the pain. Girl, I'm leaving you tomorrow. Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can. You see, I beg, stole, and I borrow. Yeah. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like some. Like a Sunday morning. Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
So, Martin, what have you been doing for two years?
I've not been here. Basically, that's all you need to know.
I heard you say you're in London, not in Manchester.
Well, no, I was. I moved back from Vegas when Million Dollar Quartet closed, and I got divorced, and I was like, I need to get out of here. I need to go home. So I went home. And I was in London for a year, And then I moved back to Manchester, and I'm now based in Manchester at the moment. But I'm in all of that. I've been out on the ships, doing headlining on the ships, and then I'm with my own one-man show, and then I'm working on other projects, an Elton show I'm working on. And but yes.
By Yellow Brick Road, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, there's a song. I never do this one.
When are you gonna come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the farm. Should have listened to my old man. You know you can't hold me forever. I didn't sign up with you. I'm not a present for your friends to open. This boy's too young to be singing the blues.
So yeah, drinking really.
We should.
We feel like we're sitting around a piano bar. Yeah, five guys. We're going to talk about sports eventually.
So when you do your Elton show, are you going to do it as Elton or do
no,
it as Martin?
It's me. I'm not. You know, I appreciate what the tribute thing is. I appreciate that for sure. But it's not me. It's not my thing. So, it's kind of like it's about. Well, I don't want to get too much into it because it's. I mean, the script's in process at the moment. But it's a story about this fictional night when I met Elton in Vegas.
Love it.
And it's my perspective on that night, and it's talking about his life throughout, through my eyes.
Now, did you see Rocket Man?
I did see Rocket Man. I loved it, and the reason I loved it is because I know it's it might not win Film of the Year, but for me, I started playing the piano because of Elton John. I watched my dad playing Elton John, and that's why I wanted to play the piano. So that's the reason I fell in love with music. So I went to see it with my dad in Manchester recently.
Oh, nice, yeah.
It was just the two of us. And it was so emotional. We came out, we were both crying. We were crying in the middle of it. It was just such a special thing to go with him. So I loved it. I really did, yeah.
I have to be honest, when I saw it, you are the first person I thought of. When the little kid sat down at the piano and just started to play, I went, I know somebody like that.
It kind of reminded me of the movie Across the Universe.
Oh, yeah, in a way.
Can you see that?
I loved that film. And that was also when I was getting into the Beatles myself, Across the Universe. So that was a special show. I love the way they put that all together with the thing I loved about that show and also Rocket Man is the way that the through line of the music of like you hear like Goodbye Yellow Brick Road through it. And then it might change. You know, it might just change, right? Little things like that or she packed my bags last night, pre-flight. Like you hear little bits of these songs
woven into the story.
So nice.
Yeah,
masterful.
It's like a Broadway show.
Yeah, right.
Very much like a Broadway show.
And so I believe that show. I feel like I'm standing like a politician, right? I believe.
If you vote for me.
that show, that film, once Elton has finished touring and is, well, you know, in another 20 years when he finishes touring, maybe when he passes, you know, hopefully not for a long time, then a musical will be written. You know,
I had heard that there wasn't in the works, I thought.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
Fine. Yeah,
well,
not?
Then Rocket Man is the
well,
film.
Well, there's Cher. I mean, they have a musical on Broadway right now, but Cher.
Do they?
Absolutely.
Not, yeah.
Oh, yeah, the Cher show. There's actually three actresses that play her through the three different parts of
three
her
faces
life.
Of Cher.
I mean, three faces of Cher.
You can
tell. Young Cher, middle Cher,
and
old Cher.
And I saw it 2 weeks ago. It's great.
That's what really I've heard. Good. I've heard really nothing good. But great things about it.
And you can totally see, like you say, you can totally see Rocket Man being on stage for sure. So I said to my agent in London, I was like, when that comes into
hello.
Well, I think that Martin Kay and Clint Holmes should do a show together. And I'll tell you why. Because you have
be
a
fabulous
show.
Fabulous.
Yes, Tom. Because you have a show called Odd Socks, and you have a show called
Comfortable
Shoes.
So, wow.
There you go. Yes,
amazing.
See, I love that.
See why I have a purpose on this planet.
Although I have...
Finally,
I've changed the name of my show, and it's not Odd Socks anymore. It's called Great Balls. So can we... Great
Balls.
Well,
comfortable Balls.
Comfortable Pants.
Anyway,
you're listening to Vegas Nonstop here on 920 The Game. We're going to take a short commercial break and come back with more of Martin Kay, Clint Holmes, Doug Verb, Tom White, all here on Vegas Nonstop. Stay where you are.
Meanwhile, the Dodgers are never going to lose a game.
Mm-hmm.
just gonna skip through to the chorus. Cause...
And I guess that's why they call it the blues. Time on my hands could be time spent with you. Laughing like children, living like lovers, rolling like thunder under the covers. And I guess that's why they call it the blues.
Martin Kay in studio, Jonathan Scott, Vegas Nonstop.
We should have drinks.
We should be drinking. We should. Yeah, 8 in the morning, let's have a cocktail.
I got a couple of cigars, if that helps.
Yeah. Saturday, 8 p.m., actor Billy Bob Thornton and the Boxmasters appear at the Rocks Lounge at the Red Rock Resort. My question is, does he still wear Angelina Jolie's blood around his neck?
It's just a scab now.
It's just a scab. All right.
So my wife's picture is in neon today, which she doesn't know and I don't know. It's a picture that I know she's not crazy about. But well, I just opened it up and there's a picture of Kel.
And we have to say your wife, Kelly Clinton Holmes.
It's like,
love
because
Kelly. How is she?
She's fantastic.
Oh, I miss Kelly.
I will tell her.
Yes. Yes. And Kelly has a show at the Alexis Park.
She
still
does.
Yes.
Not this week. Oh, yeah, very much so. But not this weekend.
With Elisa Fiorello.
With Elisa Fiorello.
Called First
Saturday
Ladies.
Night, First Ladies of Las Vegas Entertainment. Just trips off the tongue.
Yes. yes. Yes.
It's a wonderful show. It really is.
Yes. I mean,
you've seen it.
Yeah, well, you know my favorite is Joe Spaghetti Moretti. And I say to Kelly every time, I love Joe Spaghetti.
Love it too.
And her trumpet playing has really gotten so much better. Not. Okay. Saturday, tie a yellow ribbon around that old oak tree and catch Tony Orlando at the South Point Showroom. Oh, you got some Martin.
No, I'm just
tie a yellow ribbon. Listen, Martin's ready to go. Martin's
ready
to go. Saturday, 9 p.m. 1 a.m. for AIDS of Nevada presents its Black and White Party at the Hard Rock Hotel. Enjoy live performances, food and beverage tastings, cast members from Celestia, Chippendales, Tenors of Rock, and Legends in Concert. To honor AFAN's 35th anniversary tickets, only $35. That's FNLV.org. 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 FNLV.org is the website. Saturday through Thursday, 7:30 p.m., Hans Klock, the world's fastest magician, makes everything disappear quickly at the Excalibur Showroom. Tickets start.
Abracadabra.
Only $44.95.
The show's only 15 minutes long. That's how fast he is.
Saturday, 9 p.m., Rockers Collective Soul is playing a free concert at the 3rd Street stage at the Fremont Street Experience. Paula Abdul has gone from Laker girl to choreographer to American Idol judge and starts her Forever Your Girl residency this Tuesday and Thursday, 8 p.m. at the Flamingo Showroom. Tickets start at $69. Wednesday, 8 p.m., Def Leppard rocks out, starting the residency at Zappos Theater. And Zappos really should be the sponsor of comfortable shoes and hot socks.
And hot socks. Yeah.
We're talking about sponsorship at Planet Hollywood Resort with an art exhibit of drummer Rick Allen's on display. Pretty cool stuff. Tickets start at also $69. This weekend, Janet Jackson returns to her residency at Park MGM with additional shows scheduled through August 17th. Our friend, legendary comic George Wallace, appears at the Westgate Hotel and Casino. If you've never seen George Wallace, I'd be thinking. And we really don't have a movie pick of the week. Tom and I talked earlier about The Kitchen with Elizabeth Moss, Tiffany Haddish, and Melissa McCarthy as the housewives of mobster husbands. To me, it looks dreadful. Shouldn't they be doing comedies?
Well, we don't know. This isn't a comedy, first of all. But it's set in the 70s in Hell's Kitchen, New York, so probably not a comedy. I don't know.
How can you have Melissa McCarthy without a
and Tiffany Haddish? Haddish.
Yeah, it should be funny.
Yeah, but Elizabeth Moss is not really known for her comedy.
Well, that's true, but, you know.
Is it a requirement now that Vegas shows have to put their ticket price at $69? Because it's a great number, but I'm just wondering.
It's just suggestive.
I love it.
It's a round number.
That's what I need to do.
One of our new favorite restaurants is La Straga with Chef Gina at 3555 South Town Center Drive. It means the witch. It's serving Sunday brunch 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. I can't even say some of this stuff. That's why I miss Jeffrey with a G. Dishes like poached egg ensalada with frizzy. Asparagus and chives, burrata, and farro, with citrus, fennel, and arugula. And brandied French toast, that's what I would have, with the infused syrup, blueberries, and powdered sugar, and the piece de resistance caviar tasting.
Where's this? I love it when you speak Italian.
Yes. I just watched a fish named Wanda. You just watched that the other day. It's called Estrega. L-A-S-T-R-E-G-A means the witch. And it's a popular place. Is popping. Food deal of the week is Tuesday is National Filet Mignon Day. And Morton Steakhouse is celebrating with petite filet sandwiches for only $1 in the bar until 10 p.m.
Can you imagine $1 at Morton's? You can't get a glass of water for $1 at Morton's.
$1 Tuesday. National Filet.
So like for $5, you can just eat yourself sick.
As I have done many a time. Visit our website, VegasNonstop.com. Check out our new T-shirts. We've got tickets available for Human Nature, Thunder Down Under, Boys to Men. And enter our weekly ticket giveaway. Watch Vegas Nonstop on our new Roku channel, Primetime. And listen to us on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa. And, of course, our website, VegasNonstop.com. And that's it for the announcement part of the show. So what's happening in sports? Doug, you've been pretty quiet here because I know you've got the sports lane going. So
I do. And there was one more announcement. We were going to have, Clint actually and Martin both took his place, but we were going to have not Antonio Brown, but his feet were going to be here. Now, that doesn't mean anything to you, John, does it?
So it's now, no small feet.
a quick explanation for those of us that are a little sports hindered. Antonio
it's
Brown.
Story, right?
No. That's the second part of this story. The first part of this story is Antonio Brown, wide receiver for the Oakland Raiders, was in France about 2 weeks ago, just before the start of training camp,
and he took a France
could be. He decided to take a cryotherapy session. All right, which is where you get into this tank. It's kind of the technical equivalent of an ice tub. And he got in and he didn't wear the proper footwear, and he has frostbite on both his feet. He has published a picture, and you can see the soles where the skin is literally peeling off the bottom of his skin.
Now, wide receiver.
My wife is a nurse practitioner, so I asked her about frostbite, and I said, what are the dangers here? Her first response was, did he lose any toes? At which point I went, okay, this might be more serious than I thought.
Let it go.
And I explained to her that he's walking. He didn't lose toes, but she thinks he has nerve damage, and it's not regenerative. So if he has nerve damage, this could be a chronic condition for him for life.
So then the helmet won't really matter.
No, it doesn't.
Well, I'm thinking if you do something really stupid, okay, really, really stupid, and you want to throw focus away from that, you create, I'm talking American politics now, sorry. You create a diversion,
right,
which in this case I think is the helmet. Because, tell me if I'm wrong, he was with the Steelers for what, 6-7 years? Every year, they do two different things. They have a throwback uniform, and they have a color rush uniform, and each one comes with a different helmet. These guys change helmets indiscriminately all the time. Why is this now such an issue? Because he's trying to deflect from the fact that he did something really stupid.
So the other real part of the story is that nobody knows where Antonio Brown
is right
now. That's
true. He's also on Radio Silence.
That's why it was interesting that we were going to have him come in here. So, Tom, I was going, but he probably is at the other studio, not
Mrs.
here.
Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter.
There you go. It's true, but not real good feet. There's a great group, old group with feet.
Hermits. Oh, I don't know.
Little feet.
Right.
Except it's F-E-A-T.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. That's good. Well, we can't say little feet. That would be not proper. Now we'd have to say little people. Or something. I'm going nowhere.
Are you staying on point?
But I am staying on point.
I'm free of the sports lane here.
Doug,
you're going back in entertainment.
Doug,
caliente, and I know what caliente means.
Doug, right? Doug, don't hit the snooze button again. That's all I can do.
I know. So, how about Hard Knocks, Tom?
Well, I saw it. I don't know if anyone else did.
I did not.
You know, I love this show. I've loved it from the very beginning. But my very favorite season was season one, where they just took a couple of cameras into Baltimore Raven camp, and they just shot it. And you had Tony Saragusa, and you had Shannon Sharpe, and all of these guys, Ray Lewis, that were just at training camp. And it was unproduced and, you know, very barely cut together. It got so overproduced over the last couple of years, in my opinion.
So, but
they've
now
pulled it back.
This?
They have pulled it back for the Raiders. I really appreciate that. There's a couple of real, you know, good storylines coming through it. A couple of very interesting observations. They had Antonio Brown showing up in his air balloon to training camp. Again, a distraction, maybe.
Right.
Yeah, a distraction, maybe. The most interesting person I found on it was their first round pick, Jonathan Abrams, who's a safety. And I've seen camera hogs in my life. This guy is astounding. He is everywhere. He'll run over to the sideline to get in a shot to meet some rapper on the sideline. And suddenly the whole thing is about their conversation.
Right.
He's got an attitude that, if he keeps it in check, is going to be very, very positive for him on the field. If he doesn't, he's going down the Antonio Brown path. So I'm really intrigued to see how that works out as it goes.
So that was the first week, and it'll go through quite a bit on is it Tuesday nights, right?
Tuesday nights,
on
that's
HBO,
right.
Unsolicited there. So that's Hard Knocks. Now we can, Clint, I'd love to get your opinion on this. The NFL preseason basically started Thursday night.
Thursday night.
And there were 11 games. There'll be more. The Raiders are playing later tonight, right? Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the schedule is, to be honest.
I think that's what it is. Tom's going to have a real problem because he's such a devout Chargers fan, and we're now in Raiders country.
Well, I bet on the Chargers in preseason. I had +3, and
who
they lost.
Who bets on the
four.
Preseason?
I do.
You do. So talk about the preseason, and that is my opinion as a sports business guy. It is the number one sports ripoff. I mean, it is the biggest ripoff. Yes, because nobody plays, you know.
Yeah.
Then they, you know, but they charge fans. Fans actually have to pay as part of their season ticket.
Yeah, I had season tickets for 37 years,
and, I paid for two
preseason games every single season.
Right. The games are
full
on
price.
Television, and yet everybody's wanting football and all that. There was a move just a few months ago to add two games, real games, take away two games from the preseason, and of course the players' union said that they're going to be playing too many games. The response from the NFL was, well, we're going to have an 18-game season, and the players must take two games off.
That'll never happen.
Well,
all the players must take two games off?
At different times.
Well, wait a minute.
Right.
You're excited because the Patriots are coming to town. You're going to get to see Tom Brady.
Maybe.
Happens to be his week off, right?
I mean, exactly.
Yeah,
that's exactly the same example I said. Oh, you're sitting Tom Brady for two games?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
Yeah.
Right. Well, so, it's the NFL, and they do a lot of interesting things. But
you know, the alternative side to that is from a player's perspective, yes, there's two additional games. There is a safety issue. There's a wear and tear issue. But the average life of an NFL player is 3.5 years. So if you add two games to three seasons, you're going to play an extra six games and get an extra six game checks, which 10 years from now is going to be significant to these guys because they could make an extra $70,000, $80,000,
$100,000
over on top of what they're making now. So that's the other way to look at it.
It's
never going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it needs to.
I only just realized you were talking about American football.
I was, you know, I had a question.
Says the man from Manchester.
Well, I wanted to know the difference between Manchester City and
United.
The soccer teams.
You better say Manchester United first.
Manchester United is the better of the
correct.
Two.
Well, not at the moment.
And you're just for you.
No.
Not at the moment. All right. So I'm a red, Manchester United, right? And in Manchester City is the other side of the city, the Blues. And they are our biggest rival. Well, they've not always been our biggest rivals when it comes to the actual football, but in terms of they're our neighbors, so therefore we've always hated them and we still hate them. But now they had all this money put into them from a sheikh that came over from the Middle East and bought the club and then just put all this money into the club. And then it wasn't an immediate change, but they were always mid-table, even lower divisions.
Standings.
Now they're winning the league. And this is, I mean, it's really upsetting. It's very upsetting. But we are coming back, you know, we've always been very dominant, but I have things to say about what you were just talking about.
I want you to play your Manchester song.
Oh, that was okay. Fine, we'll get to that. I'll
That's
do that.
My lead
I will.
In, really.
I will. That was a very good. It was good. But I'm messing it up because I made a couple of notes here because I need to. I'm not really big in the NFL. Big into
That's
the
very
NFL.
Efficient.
Okay.
Only because we don't get it over the UK. It's not something.
Right.
I grew up.
So how do you not get it? You've got games.
No, now
to
we
play.
Do. Now
yeah,
we
yeah.
do. But
if
we
you're
didn't
not,
used to. I didn't grow
so
up.
You're well versed. You can.
Now
you
I've lived here.
Perfect to be here.
Exactly right. So you're talking about cameras, the guy who's like all looking for the camera, wanting the camera hog, you said.
Yes.
you're talking about him like going off the field and like all this stuff and all this like stuff about him and him and him. What about the game? What about the actual sport itself? Why is it all about him and what's happening off the field?
This particular show is in training camp with the Oakland Raiders, so it's not.
It's a documentary,
kind of a behind the scenes look.
Kind of a documentary behind the scenes type of thing.
Fine.
Okay.
Okay. Got it. Next one. Preseason. You talked about preseason.
Yeah.
And you're saying that players aren't playing in preseason.
Now, that's correct.
Not the first string. Not the
no.
And right. Isn't that the point? They'll play two series of downs and then they're gone.
Maybe. Yeah.
So isn't that the point of preseason, is to get your players warming up, yes, so they're ready for the season?
In theory.
Also to look at young players, but not to get anybody important hurt.
But and to a certain extent, for example, the Chargers, Philip Rivers didn't even dress last night. But he's coming into his 17th year. He really doesn't need practice games.
Right.
He knows how to dress.
And then you said about that players, the lifespan of a player is
three and a half years.
Playing time.
NFL.
And that's the average, so that there are a significant number of guys that don't last 3 years.
Why is it so short? Like in the football, as in soccer, is 15 years?
Well, because it's a
years?
Physical game.
Banging out of contact sport. I mean,
it's
it is.
Real men play this game.
Like yeah, with your pads and your...
Well, I hear rugby is actually the toughest thing. Anyway, you're listening to Vegas Nonstop.
I love rugby.
I've never seen it played. I want to go see it.
You know, they have hardly at all...
We're going to take a short commercial break.
I'll be right back to you.
You're listening to Vegas Nonstop on 920 The Game. Stay right where you are.
Off the train at Piccadilly, take the road into the city now. Make your way to the heart of town. An oasis waits for you, and the skies are never blue, but the rain is true. Watch the game with a friend or two. Red or blue, it's never up to you. In the end, no matter what you do, we all just want to sing for the trophy and the king and the derby win. Greater Manchester, greater Manchester, greater than we were, how everybody smiles at her. Remember who you are, Mancunia.
Martin Cave singing about his hometown of Manchester.
They want to go there.
Where they've got.
So the thing about that song is that, well, firstly, thank you for letting me play. I appreciate it. I wrote that quite a while ago. I was away traveling on ships. I wrote it about 10 years ago. I was with a friend. And I was away on ships. I was missing home. And, you know, for Clint, you understand, like, when we're away and we're away from home, you miss home.
Absolutely.
Grateful for the travel, grateful for the gigs, but you miss home. So. I decided to, with my friend, to write this song about a hometown of Manchester. And I never used to put it in my shows that I do. But then when tragedy hit Manchester a couple of years ago, it was the bomb at the Ariana Grande concert at the Manchester Evening News Arena, which is about 15 minutes from where I live. My nieces live about 15 minutes away. It's a concert for children. My nieces, luckily, were not there, but they could have been very easily. And obviously, these things should never happen. It's awful when these things happen. But when it hits your hometown and when it's for children, it just kind of cut quite deep. And I decided to put this song into my show. So now I take it around with me wherever I go. And like, I'm grateful for you letting me play it. And
I like
thanks.
It.
Thanks, man.
That's beautiful.
Yeah,
I like the
show.
That's beautiful. Thanks. Now I like it,
it
even
really
more.
It really did. It made me go, why do I want to go there? I have a pint, you know?
How far is it from
Next
Liverpool?
Next time you come, I'll buy you a pint.
How far is it from Liverpool?
We don't like to talk about Liverpool.
I know, that's why I bring it up.
It's about 45 minutes. It's 45 minutes east of Liverpool.
Now, am I correct that Blackpool is actually more of an entertainment city than Liverpool?
Blackpool's awesome. Blackpool's amazing.
Blackpool's awesome.
It's super tacky and super cheesy, and if you go without knowing what to expect, you'd be like, why am I here? But it's amazing. It's on the coast, and it's called, don't get the wrong idea, it's not a Vegas-type place. It's called the Pleasure Beach. but it's not what you'd think. It's just it's just a seafront, seaside resort with
pleasure.
All these...
has a different meaning too.
Exactly.
I mean, pleasure is just pleasure.
It's not like Sapphire Pool, topless pool pleasure. It's a different kind of pleasure.
Where the booze is flowing and the boobs are showing.
You've definitely said that before.
Yes, I
have. It's like this awesome. There's a theme park there, and then there's like seaside resort with buy your fish and chips, and you play penny arcades, and it's just brilliant. It's such a great vibe there. It's super cheesy, like I say, but it's wonderful. It's I'd like to say it's quintessentially British.
Yes, guilty of being British.
Absolutely.
I would say guilty of being.
But Liverpool
British.
Is cool too. Liverpool's a great city. Really, really.
I've been to Liverpool.
Yeah.
Yeah. I went to Liverpool, and I did the Magical Mystery Tour. And I went to what is now the cavern, which was not the original cavern.
She was just 17, you know what I mean. And the way she looked was way beyond compare. I'll never dance with another.
Martin Kay on the 88 keys or somewhere near there. All of them at one time.
Let's talk about my Dodgers for just a moment.
I think we should.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because we were just talking. And, you know, I'm a Dodger fan.
18 games.
I know, it's stupid.
Ahead.
And they're like unbelievable. But they were 2 years ago when I went down there for the World Series. And I thought, well, I went to the first game, the Kershaw pitched, and they won, and Turner hit the home run. And that was it. Okay, great. We're going to win the World Series. Boom. They found a way not to. Okay. And then last year, again, and they found a way not to. So I'm hoping this year there's enough depth that they won't find a way not to win. It seems like they have an endless supply of pitchers and an endless supply of hitters, some of whose names I don't even know.
No, you don't know. But Yankees... I say, just hate that. But the Yankees and the Astros, and if you get into a seven-game series, the depth doesn't matter if people are healthy.
Really true. That's right.
So
now, a Yankee-Dodger World Series would be exciting just based on history.
Well, of course.
New York and LA. Of course, be fantastic.
Yeah. I've been to one Dodger World Series game, and this is absolutely true. Kurt Gibson.
I was there.
So was I.
I mean, that's something.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yep.
What are the chances, ladies and gentlemen? What are the chances?
Are we absolutely. Talking baseball now?
Yeah. Yeah. We are talking baseball.
Yeah, we jump around.
Keep up.
Right.
Keep up.
Right. Right. Yeah. Absolutely.
Talk about
so one last piece here that's very important. The Allegiant Stadium. How many people here have heard of the Allegiant Airline? Now, everybody in Vegas
has. You've never
heard
of the Allegiant Airline?
Oh, and of course I have. But I talked to two or three people that are in the naming rights business. And two out of the three said, I had never heard of Allegiant Airlines. So, does that make it worth it?
Absolutely.
At what price?
$20 million, from what I understand.
Yeah, they're saying now it's up to 30, but it's 20 to 22 for 15, for probably 15 years.
Well, they've already got two new customers, so it's worthwhile.
There you go. Right. And $1 million
I was going to fly Allegiant because a neighbor of mine worked for the company.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to fly because they Allegiant specialty is smaller markets. Like, instead of Chicago, they fly into Rockford.
Right.
So I would have had to fly into Rockford and then take the train from Rockford into the city.
Into Chicago?
Into Chicago, and it just didn't make sense.
They actually fly into 8 NFL markets, and they'll probably will do more. It's an incredible visual piece, assuming that they're going to put something on the roof. Let's think of the runways, you know, right the other side of MGM, of Mandalay. So it's going to be a great piece. But you also wonder at what price. What does it do? You know, some people have said, you know, it's a vanity piece for the CEO of Allegiant. It's,
well,
at what
you know,
price?
The thing about stadiums and naming rights and teams in cities, they bring so much to the community that you can't hardly put a price on. I had this argument with San Diego for 15 years before they let the Chargers go. And now it's San Diego. The Padres are still there. Okay, great. How many people really thought about Oklahoma City before Seattle Supersonics moved to there? Then 3 years later, they win a championship, and now Oklahoma City comes out of people's mouths just when they're talking.
OKC.
OKC, yeah. There you go. And I think that there's a value to this that's just like you just said. You talked to two out of three people, they didn't know Allegiant Airlines. Now they do.
Now they do.
And
they
that's the point. And so every national broadcast, it's going to be live from Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Right. Bum, 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 absolutely. Bum. But at what price? If it's too much money for that, for something like that, if they don't recover the money, return on investment, now let's talk about the new stadium in L.A. That's going to be $30 million a year. And you know it'll be a big, well-known name to take it.
Yeah, they haven't sold that yet, right?
Well,
I don't.
It's close.
Is it in the works?
It's very close.
I'm sure
that's
going to
be for the Rams.
Rams and the
and Chargers.
And Chargers.
That but other tell, team. Tell
the Rams and Chargers are going to play in the same stadium.
Yes.
Because San Diego kicked them out.
Right. Well, you know,
because they
that
voted
part.
Twice against keeping an NFL team, a billion-dollar industry, in their community. I'm not bitter.
No, not
I'm
at
just
all.
Angry.
You are.
I'm
right.
just angry. But wait, there's one more caveat to the Allegiant Stadium. What's the nickname going to be?
Oh, the Al, for Al Davis. That's oh, the that's Al. The best oh, part of
and
it.
And as much as I hate Al the Raiders, Davis. I have to say that's that great. Is great.
It's great.
That is a
it's
really
great.
Clever thing.
Right. But again, that knocks down what it does for
it does,
Allegiant.
No, not really. It's,
okay.
It's Allegiant Stadium.
Super fan. That's right.
Super
it's
fan.
Allegiant Stadium in Las Vegas.
I think it's a good thing.
Oh, it's I'm talking at it from Allegiant standpoint. At what price? It's a great thing. It's a local. I mean, how many companies are there here, aside from the casinos, which couldn't go on onto the name of that? They just wouldn't do it.
Could have been El Dorado Stadium.
Jonathan Scott Stadium.
The Jonathan Scott Stadium.
Jonathan Scott Memorial Stadium.
We'll call it
the
Jonathan
Scott. Work well.
Yeah. Clint Home Stadium.
Clint Home Stadium.
But if it was Jonathan Scott, they could call it the John.
Right. Where are you going?
Right. That's right.
Where are you going to the John?
And they bring the bathrooms from Cashman Field. That's great.
All right, so to leap back into baseball, so the Yankees are 10 games ahead in the American League.
But
Eastern
look at their
division.
Records. And look at the Red Sox.
75-39, right. and the Red Sox are 60 wins and 56.
And the Yankees have been beat up all year.
Yeah, they only – yeah. How many games left do you have? Well, we're in August.
It's like 40.
What time? What's the record? 75 and what?
75
so
and 39.
So there's a couple teams that should break 100.
40 more games?
Could be, yeah.
40 more games. Central Division, Minnesota and Cleveland. Cleveland's one game behind. And Chicago White Sox are 18 games behind.
Yeah.
That's right.
Any comment? Jump in anywhere.
No, no.
But the Cubs.
I don't want to say anything about
the Cubs.
We'll get to the Cubs.
Adrian Zimetel.
In the Western Division. Adrian, I missed it, but he just did a tribute to Greece with Kenny Davidson.
Yeah.
Of Greece.
Oh,
were
it was
you
terrific.
I was not, but
I was. I was. It was so much fun.
Yeah, yeah. I talked to Adrian.
Was it a one time? Just one time?
Actually, I spoke to him afterwards. He said he's going to try to package it and
he'll scale it down.
Around town. Scale it down.
Less of a cast.
Less Greece.
But you're back now. You could go to everything.
There, you go to the next tonight. It's Dan Martinez's birthday thing.
Yes, I'm going to try and check that out. I'm going tonight. I'm going to see Michelle Johnson's show at the Smith Center.
Oh, cool!
Which I'm super excited.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I've seen it. It's beautiful.
Nice. I'm excited about that. Michelle, can't wait to see you.
All right. Western Division. Houston is ahead by 10 games over Oakland. What happened recently with the Athletics? Wasn't there something? No,
not much.
Last couple of days. Okay. Mm-hmm. National League in the Eastern Division. Washington Nationals are 5.5 games in front of the Braves. Jump in anyway.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything about the Phillies. Okay. Very disappointing.
And Jeffrey says to watch the Mets, which are 8 games behind. He says the Mets are the team to watch.
Yeah, really? But the Nationals are hotter, I think. They have a chance, but Atlanta's going to win that.
How's Bryce Harper doing on the net?
Not worth the money.
Not worth
He's
the
like
money.
Right up there with Allegiant.
He's
right there with Allegiant.
I think Allegiant's a better deal.
My right Cubbies are 3.5 games ahead of Milwaukee and 4 games ahead of St. Louis in the Central Division in the National League.
Yeah.
Cubs news?
No, we can't. Don't say the Cubs.
Just because Adrian's not here?
No, he'll be here soon.
He'll
I'm
be
sure.
here.
You mentioned the
Cubs.
You've
got to say it 3 times in a mirror.
Adrian's a Met. Adrian's a Met. Actually, his sons are coming to town who do a tribute to the Everly Brothers. Remember the Everly Brothers?
I do. I'm trying to think of a song.
Wake up, Susie.
Wake
up, the little Susie. Wake up.
It's
my ex-wife's name, so I sing Drop Dead, Little Susie.
When I want you and all your charms, whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. I should have gone right to the chorus. Yeah. Dream. Yeah.
Here it is. Something ding.
Dream, 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 dream. Dream, dream, dream. I was going to do the harmony.
I knew you were right. I was like, I'll just leave.
And they're going to be at the Smith Center.
I love the fact that he's never heard this song before, but he just played it.
But he played it.
Of course. Those songs were always like quite simple in terms of their chord structure. But can I just say about, so you talked about, I know I want you to get back to sports, but this is about sports. Since I left 2 years ago. Since I left, you've now got an ice hockey team.
Yeah.
And a football team.
Well, the football isn't here till next year.
Coming next year.
And NBA will probably be next, and then baseball.
Unbelievable.
And we do have a women's WNBA.
They're really good.
Amazing.
The Aces.
Yeah. This town, man.
And we've got Junior NBA, which Clint and I went to the first game, which was amazing. Zion Williams, we stayed for the first half, and then Clint had to go see Kelly, and I had a B.B. King tribute show that I was producing, and we left, and as soon as we left, there was an earthquake, and the room began to shake, the walls began to fall, and we got out of there in time.
We just left in time.
Just in time, and they actually stopped the game.
He got hurt, right? Zion got hurt.
Yeah, I did.
It wasn't the Junior NBA, it was the NBA Summer League.
NBA Summer League. Junior NBA is coming up.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a good thing marijuana's legal.
Right, you should.
You said that the other day.
It's amazing. I can't believe that.
Status in the UK?
I'm thrilled about it. UK, it's not. I think medically it's being pushed, but there's so much pushback from, you know, so many companies. I don't know why we haven't legalized it yet, if I'm honest.
Everything's pretty stable in England as it is now.
Right.
So.
Yeah. That stiff upper lip.
What could possibly be more important?
Listen, now we've got Boris Johnson as our prime minister. Oh, yeah, I think we all need to smoke a doobie, actually. Yeah.
So the stupidest thing I did in London was I went into a haberdashery and I wanted to buy a bowler, and he said, "Where are you going to wear it?"
Yeah, what was you thinking?
I just thought I should have an umbrella and I should have a bowler.
You just want to be Winston Churchill.
I wanted to be Winnie. Right. You're listening to Vegas Nonstop. Here on 920 The Game. We're going to take a short commercial break and wrap this baby up. Stay right where you are.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair, a ragged shirt, and baggy pants. He'd do the old soft shoe. He jumped so high, oh, and he jumped so high. I heard someone say, "Please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, hey, Mr. Bojangles, come back and dance. Dance. Come back and dance."
Clint Holmes on vocals, Martin Kay on keyboards, live in studio here on Vegas Nonstop 920 The Game. You can also find us on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Google Play, Spotify, Alexa, and of course on our website at vegasnonstop.com. And
I get paid to sing. And Martin gets paid to play.
Jonathan, I want to tell you something. Okay. I want to tell you something. So, you know, I've been away from Vegas for a couple of years now, as I mentioned, and I miss this place so much. And everywhere I go, I see shows, and I'm like, just, it's missing something. Or even I see some shows in Vegas, I feel the same way. But there are only certain people, certain performers that I see that know how to... The consummate entertainer is the way I look at it. And the know how to communicate a song. Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, people like that. Those are the people that you need here in Vegas. And they're, honestly, we're sitting in the room with one of them right here. Clint Holmes is one of those people.
Let me tell you something, and you qualify as well. Recently, I was hired by NBA Summer League to mentor young high school students that wanted to get into broadcasting. And the reason I bring that up is because the first thing that I said to these students was, the number one thing that I have to pass on to you is how important the audience is to you. And it's not about me. It's not about you. It's about your audience and engaging the audience. And that's something that you both share, that I see Clint, when he does a show, almost wants to touch everybody in the room. And Martin, you do the same thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, you know, I see you that you're always about engaging your audience.
Connection, that's what makes it. I say, people say, where do you get the energy? And I always say, hopefully from my band, which is always a great band, and from the audience. And we're in the middle.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of the energy from the audience. And so, it's the connection to the music, which goes to the audience, and hopefully they have an experience that they walk out of the theater feeling like they had an experience. That's part of the problem with huge production shows. You can sit there and go, oh my God, how did they do that? And then you're going to leave, and that's it. When you see an in-one performance or a group that touches, you walk out having had a feeling like that only happened tonight. That show only happened once tonight. And that's what Sammy and Frank and Dean Martin and Belafonte and all those people did. It was only once, and that's what we try to do.
It's truly, I have the greatest of respect for you, man. Truly, it's such a wonder. And I learned so much from you, and I constantly learn from you. Every time I watch you, I'm like, God, just that's it. That's it, right? Yeah.
So well, you're both brilliant.
Now I got paid. Thank you.
You're both brilliant.
Thank you, John.
And when you were in Million Dollar Quartet, I saw the show a half a dozen times. And everybody was great. You had a great ensemble, which is the other part of the equation.
Yeah, but you know who stole the show every night?
Oh, yeah.
Martin Kay.
Yeah.
You know, he's standing on top of the piano and jumping around as you're leaving.
I said, come on over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Woo, come on over, baby. Baby, it can't go wrong. Oh, yeah. We ain't a faking. I said, a whole lot of shaking going on. Oh, I said a shake, baby, shake. Shake, baby, shake. Shake, baby, shake. Shake, baby, shake. We ain't a thing. I said a whole lot of shaking going. You want to do a little piano? Oh, let's do it. I said, oh, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the bone. Who's bone? Bone, bone, my bone. Come on over, baby. You really got the bull by the horn. Yeah! We ain't faking. I said, a whole lot of shaking going on.
Woo! Martin Kay from Manchester, UK.
Sorry, I couldn't resist.
You know what's interesting? Oh, go ahead.
Just a quick story. When I first met Martin, Martin and his writing partner, Jelana Sampson, wrote a musical called Brightside, which was flippin' brilliant. It was just wonderful. Oddly enough, it was about male breast cancer, if you can imagine a musical about male breast cancer. But regardless of that, it was just stupendous. And that's the only time I knew Martin. I knew him as the writer. Uh-huh. I didn't know anything else about him. And then the gal that was starring in it, Victoria Matlock, who's also an amazing talent in her own right, invites us to come see Million Dollar Quartet that she's in. So my wife and I go, and we're sitting there, and all of a sudden I'm looking up, and I went, is that Martin? Holy crap! And
It was the wig.
He comes out afterwards, and he's like, hey, Tom, how you doing? And I'm like, I had no idea. Oh, my God, you're the most amazing performer ever. It was just incredible.
You know what? Watch sports, right? We're talking about sports. When you watch someone like Martin do that, I think about tennis players who have grooved their forehand and their backhand to within an inch of perfection, right? And then you see this, and he's not looking at it. Oh. He's just going, boom, boom, this hand's doing this, and this is doing this, and he's not missing anything.
And sometimes it's his feet.
And it's athletic. I mean, it's that same hand-eye thing, you know.
I've heard you talk about this before also on how being a singer is athletic in its own right. And when you put on a 90-minute show, what it takes to do that.
The gymnastic, I like to call it gymnastic, the vocal gymnastics that you, Kurt Elling is another one, that you do. I mean, when I watch you, I'm like, how are you even... I feel like you've reached your limit, and then you go another octave up. I'm like, what?
I don't know. Drugs.
I actually, since this is a Clint Holmes Memorial, my welcome to Las Vegas story has to do all around Clint Holmes.
Yeah. Was he still doing the telegrams, the in-office telegrams then?
He was a young boy at the time. So my dear friend, Jeannie Bavaro, and Bill Acosta, I'm here, this is 2004, first week that Linda and I are here, and Jeannie says, go with Bill, Quinn Holmes, and I said, is that the guy that used to be the sidekick? Right?
With Joan Rivers, yeah.
There you go. And he said, yeah, go with Bill. He's doing a showcase. Now, I'm a sports guy. What do I know a showcase? Well, he's just going to, like, bring in some kind of new show. So I go with Bill, and everybody's coming up to Bill before in the lobby. The lieutenant governor comes up. I forget her name. But
Lorraine
Hunt, was it? Yeah. Before she got married, yeah. Right?
Bono.
So we sit down, and you come out, and I know you as the sidekick guy, right? And just an unbelievable show, and the talent just who's in, and you're absolutely right. The touch with people, which is the same in sports. That's why, you know, having people so far away from the action.
Is that a Carole King song?
No, you missed it.
So far away from the action,
right. They lose the touch. Third deck in football, they're watching it on television now.
Yeah.
Okay, but to get back. So we see that, we see you, and unbelievable, and I'm kind of thinking, there's no sports here, right? So I'm thinking, this is what I'm going to be in for. Right.
Jokes.
Then I met Jonathan, and it just ruined the whole entertainment thing.
But I can't tell you how many times I've been. We go to a show. We go to a lot of stuff around town. We'll come out, and my wife will look at me and say, "What do you think?" And I went, "It's not Clint Holmes."
Yeah.
And we've seen you. I don't know how many times. And it's just
you,
to be
guys.
In the room with the two of you is just a, it's just a real pleasure for me. I have to just say.
Right. Love the Nat King Cole show. Love the Nat King Cole show.
Fast fun show.
Yeah, really, and Christian Tambor.
Yeah, we've been on the same stage. You and I. I mean, it was your theater for a while.
Yeah,
7 years.
Ed Harris. We were on the same stage, but we also did that thing for Golden Rain.
Oh, we did. Yeah,
that was
we did.
Cool.
God, nice.
Yeah.
It's a great time.
Well, just a reminder: on Saturday, today, the FN event is going on at the Hard Rock. 9 p.m., Aid for AIDS of Nevada presents its Black and White Party at the Hard Rock Hotel. Live performances, food and beverage tastings with cast members from Celestia, Chippendales, Tenors of Rock, our friend Jimmy Denning, Legends in Concert Honor, AFAN's 35th anniversary. Tickets start at only $35. For tickets, go to AFANLV.org. It's going to be a great event. I've gone for years and years and years, and a lot of fun.
Where should I eat?
What?
This weekend, where should I eat?
Where should you eat this weekend? We can
Go
to Las Vegas.
You want to try something? Well, have you been to Milos at Cosmopolitan?
Yes, it's great.
That's fabulous.
Yeah.
You know, I was Charlie Palmer's steak. I know
something new.
Oh gosh, there's always so many new ones coming up. Yeah, let's think.
Okay,
okay.
Because I know you guys go. You guys
we do,
go.
We do.
You know,
we
so
we
guys,
love to.
I just. I want to know where you guys. What's your next performance dates? Where can we see you next?
Oh, well, I'm in LA tomorrow night, but here, the 12th of September, I'm tributing the greatest entertainer who ever lived, Sammy. We're doing a Sammy Davis evening that we did at Birdland in New York earlier in the year, and it was.
Where will that be?
At Smith Center.
Center for the
Cabaret
Arts.
Jazz. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Martin, do you have any performing plans while you're here in town?
Well, I did the Composer's Showcase the other night. I'm doing Monday's Doc on Monday the 12th, I believe.
Yeah,
you
I'm
are
doing
also
that
doing
with
that.
You.
Yes, which is a Beatles.
And do you have a website if people want to download your music and get more?
Absolutely. MartinKMusic.com.
K-A-Y-E.
Correct. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, all of that. But the website's MartinKMusic.com. Monday's Doc, we're both doing it, and it's...
At a Jaguar dealership.
It's at the Jaguar dealership. We've been told really to make sure that people know it's not at the space this time.
Right,
it's at a Jaguar
dealership.
Jaguar 6425 Roy Horn Way.
Yeah, ClintHolmesMusic.com.
ClintHolmesMusic.com. Doug Verb. No website?
No website.
No website needed?
Nothing that you're going to buy.
No website.
Tom White, no website needed? Or you have a book. Let's plug your book.
Well, I do. I have a novel out. It's called Justice Rules by Thomas White. It's available on Amazon.com.
It's a novel?
It is a novel. It's a murder mystery set in the Pacific Northwest.
Cool.
And it was it finished in the Pacific Northwest Writers Association Literary Contest. Out of 2,800, it came in fifth.
Go figure.
And that's why you left.
Thank everybody for joining us.
Is that actually the reason that you left the Pacific Northwest, right?
Visit us at the website, VegasNonstop.com. We've got the new T-shirts for sale. We've got tickets available for Human Nature, Thunder Down Under, Boys to Men, and enter the weekly ticket giveaway. And watch Vegas Nonstop on our new Roku channel, Primetime. And again, thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us.
Martin K.
Martin K. taking us on out of here. Let's take us on out of here on a little of that. A little of this thing.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
The Sting. Chicago Sting.